all the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
You know, my wife says I talk in my sleep, but I don't believe her because nobody at work has ever mentioned that before. I'm John Potter, phone number 884-9910. In Carson City, Craig is running the show. He'll take your calls and put them on hold, and you can get across what you think about the things that we brought up today. Oh, my gosh, the Bill Belichick story didn't get one call. Maybe we're lucky. Maybe I'll try again after 11 on that one. I thought for sure. Okay, so here's some more catch-up news. One of my frustrations of doing Saturday morning show is I miss out on these stories the day they happen. But we all have our opinions and observations of these things, and people are still talking about these things. Let's start with the Hunter Biden verdict, which honestly was unusual and refreshing. Because this was the verdict, folks, that you and I would have gotten, right? 25 years. What is not usual is that we don't have a dad who, with a pen and a signature, can vacate or commute or lessen the sentence so that Hunter can do, say, a house arrest or nothing at all. Yes, Joe said he would not pardon his son, but he can commute the sentence. So remember I said it. I mean, this week, it's really unclear. This week, the White House press secretary said the president is not ruling out a potential commutation for Hunter. He's not ruling out commuting the sentence. Then the president came out and said the opposite. The White House, you know, the White House official statement said this week he would not lessen the sentence that Hunter gets, whatever it is, who to believe. Anyway, whatever, you know he's not going to spend 25 years in jail, the standard term for this. You know it. And if he does, I don't know if he gets conjugal visits in jail with his ex sister-in-law. I don't know. Don't know about that. Sorry, I don't want to be so sarcastic, but this administration has given me so much material to work with. And and also, I also don't know why, with all the money that he scored from China and for doing, or I guess just being, just sitting on Ukraine board of directors from 2013 to 2018, he earned $11 million. Well, okay, that's how much he reported. Okay, but on this gun charge, with this $11 million or more, on this gun charge, why? With the millions he collected from foreign governments, I can't understand why he had a cheap Colt and not a nickel-plated Sig Sauer. It just, I think that's a crime right there. I owned a Colt revolver once. I can't remember if it was the Cobra or the Python. I think it was a Python because, you know, that was the cool thing in the day. But it needed a repair. And the supposed Colt lifetime guarantee is a joke. They just sent it right back to me. So another Biden can't even buy the right gun. It's sad. I'm a CZ and a Smith & Wesson fan myself. A Colt, well, here's the thing about the Colt. I hear you can drop a Colt revolver on the floor, and it may still work 100%. I love having fun, you know, finding something new in town, the restaurants and the movie reviews and the outdoors and the going out with the friends, and then at home, just the two of us. You know, my previous statement about how I'm burned out on politics, it really isn't so much the politics that burns me out. It's how the politics is presented in the news. Am I alone in this? I mean, I watch the news and it's just a total mood changer, right? I mean, I, like many of you these days, I try not to watch the news. And it's honestly the reporting. It's not as good as it was. The nightly TV news is always just going to chase what's interesting to watch. I mean, I used to be able to watch the nightly network news. I did it since, you know, I was a kid. I can't do it anymore. It really should be called, here's some crazy video we found that's fun to watch. That's not the news. Like anything that happens on a plane, like the plane skidded off the runway. Like, so what? A storm is raging in the Midwest. All right, nothing new. And then by the time you get to the last segment, after, what, a 30-minute network newscast is, I swear, 13 minutes commercials. And then they get to the end of the newscast, and it's just, you know, the bear is in the swimming pool. I don't know. It's just nothing. It's narrative over truth. If there's a real serious story, they're just telling me half of it. And I never trust them at any time until I check the other half. That's what we have to do now. It's tedious. We just want one place where you can get both sides. I felt this way even when I was at Channel 2. But you got to know about some things. And we do get into more politics on election years as the voting days approach, even though everything is so tribal now, and reporters have their spin, and you just can't believe much of what's in the news. Of course the news media is biased, and it always will be. The widespread press aversion toward Donald Trump is undeniable. The media hates Trump, hates Republicans, conservatives, and what they believe in. We're the far right. We're not even conservatives anymore. We're labeled the far right. It's the defining theme of today's American news business. The news media is driven by a political and financial agenda. The notion of objective reporting is an idea that's born in the classroom and it's practiced by few. As for the liberal lean of the American news, it's proven in surveys. It's proven in political registrations and donations and any fair reading of the reporting. You know, whether that comes from the institutional bias of a profession comprised of 98% college graduates reporting on a country of 25% college graduates, I don't know. Or whether journalism schools and hiring practices select progressives and discriminate against conservatives, it's open to debate. But the leftist nature of the American press can't be denied. In the news business, yes, there's a diversity of faces, but not of opinions. Progressives of every demographic and race are welcomed, but only progressives are welcomed. The news media is biased. I'm not saying anything new. I'm sure you know this. It's just the way it is. But we shouldn't worry too much about it because we don't take it too seriously. Americans of every age have taken what the reporters say with a grain of salt. With all the power of the American press arranged against him, Donald Trump still won in 2016. That lets you know just how powerful the news media is or isn't, or how believable. And finally, here's today's example. You know what? It's an everyday event when I look at these articles of an example. This is today's headline. Headline today from the Associated Press reads, Trump banned bump stocks, now tells the NRA, and that's not even grammatically correct. I'm going to read it again. Trump banned bump stocks, now tells the NRA he did nothing to restrict guns. That's the headline. So AP is trying to catch him being a hypocrite. Okay, bump stocks are not guns. Okay, yes, he banned the bump stocks when he was president, but he didn't restrict guns themselves. Two different things. One's a bump stock, the other's a gun. But those who are not educated enough about these things will read that article and they'll think it's a two-faced move. And what are you doing, Associated Press? You're trying to put an inference here, an assumption, and have people, you know, you're underestimating your audience here. You know, people will believe that what you wrote, because it's not a blatant lie by the media. It's just a subtler enough one to where a lot of people will have a negative reaction to it. And the band plays on. Bump stock, not a gun. Headline again, I'll repeat it. Trump banned bump stocks, now tells NRA he did nothing to restrict guns. All right, speech is over. We have our guest up next. This is a very important issue. I'm glad they're here. I'm glad we got them to show up here. You're going to vote on this in 2024. It's called rank choice voting being proposed, an open primary. It goes together, open primary and ranked choice voting, where they will hold a Nevada nonpartisan primary and every registered voter can vote in the same primary, even the independents. And then you get the option to rank your choices for each race. So you can pick your favorite and then you can pick the one that, you know, your backup to. California does it. All right. You're probably very familiar with it because we have a lot of folks from there. They're up next. Our phone lines, 884-9910 to talk on that or anything. I'm John Potter, live and local. Each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1017.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. Time is 10:21. Current temperature is up there. I'm sure it's past 70 degrees currently. Now we're getting to the meat of the show here. I've been talking this up all morning long. This ranked choice voting that's being proposed, and taking one side of this issue is Rob Devin, and Barbara came with him. Barbara Fleming. Yes, thank you for coming. Rob, though, heads up the advisory board to constitutional change in Nevada to fight the rank choice voting being proposed. Hi, Rob. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks, John. Glad to be here. And Barbara is came with me today. Just keep me company, you know, bring a rose with you to keep you happy. Let me just say one thing about rank choice voting. It's being pushed by a nationally funded group out of Wisconsin. So it's really an outside of Nevada interest that's pushing this. It's the one that funds it mostly. There's a lady in Wisconsin. Her name is Catherine Gell. She's a businesswoman, and she is the single largest donor for this pro question three. It's listed on the ballot as question three. And what it does is...
In this year's ballot.
And this year's ballot,
right.
It passed the first time because not too many people understood it or really could figure it out.
Well, I think I understand it, Rob, but you have to tell me some of the negatives about this, because just looking at it, okay, we would get an open primary. You know, that's one of the big complaints voters have. You know, the independents can't vote in a primary here. So there'd be open primaries. I assume that means... the Democrats can vote in the Republican primary and vice versa, or is there just one big primary where just everybody's invited and they just pick their candidates without relation to the party they belong to?
That's a good question, John. The way it's set up for an open primary is, in the past, if we continue to have plurality voting, is in an open primary, you can vote for any candidate irrespective of your party. That is what is being promoted by these groups from outside of Nevada. It's an open primary. It's not an open primary. It is a way for you to rank every single candidate. For instance, the proponents show on YouTube videos that you only have to vote for three. Well, in many offices, you might have 15 or 20. And the other problem is they say you only have to vote for one. Well, if you don't vote for all the candidates, then in the computerized AI-driven programs, they will eliminate your vote. So your vote gets trash. With the problem with ranked choice voting, you're forced to vote for people you don't know or like. And if you don't, your vote gets trashed in the runoffs done by a computer.
Well, Rob, what if you just vote instead of 1, 2, 3? What if you just vote for one? Doesn't that count the same way as the way we're voting now?
Only in plurality. And the other thing, too, is they don't tell you, is in Nevada revised statutes, if you want to vote for somebody in another party, you can change your party affiliation right up to the day, the last day of voting.
Well, you can already do that.
You can do that right now. So we already have a fix in the Nevada revised statutes if you want to vote for somebody else. What ranked choice voting does is forces you to vote for other people you don't know or like. And if you don't rank all the candidates, then eventually your vote is trashed.
You see, I don't like this deal where they can change their party up all the way up to election day, because that brings up the possibility, I'm sure, of sabotage. Democrats who change party to Republican to sabotage or vote for the weakest Republican candidate so that their Democrat candidate can easily beat them in the election. There have been cases of this in other states.
Yes, there have. Fortunately, it's not a huge problem nationwide, and it hasn't been a problem in Nevada. Most people find it a little arduous just to register to vote, let alone change their party affiliation when they want to. Rush Limbaugh many years ago said, well, this is what we will do. But it never really panned out. I just like to tell you that there are other states that have ranked choice voting, and it's Maine and it's Alaska.
California, I thought.
And California in certain areas. The San Francisco county has it.
Okay.
And it has caused very much dissension and confusion. And it's supposed to be more simple, but it's not. It's confusing. You have to go in and you have to vote many, many more times than you ever did before, because you have to rank all the candidates. For instance, if you had 10 offices and each office had 5 candidates, as the proponents say, you have to rank one from 5. So instead of voting 10 times for 10 offices, you now have to vote 50 times, choose 50 times.
You don't have to. What if you just want to vote for 2?
Well, if you don't vote for 2, in the second runoff, if you don't have a rank on each one of the candidates that are in the rank in the runoff, your vote gets trashed every time.
What?
Yes, that's how it works.
Folks, do you have any insight into this or opinions? 884-9910. Rob will answer your question. Wow, I did not know that. Now, here's a problem I see already. It may be a minor problem, but you see, I vote with a machine. I don't trust mail-in voting. I vote with a machine. And I can already see, Rob, that you're going to have some people in the booth forever. I want them to get out of there so I can vote. I'm going to wait a lot longer because they have to list all their preferences in order of how much they like each candidate. That's a problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Get them out of there. Johnny wants to vote. But the independents are really for this ranked choice voting. The independents feel that they've been cheated. They don't get to vote in our primaries. So the independents with this ranked choice voting would get to vote in a primary, right?
Exactly. And that's what is promoted. A open primary, as it's run in other states, means everybody can vote for any office, but just once. The states apply the one vote, the one candidate rule. In ranked choice voting, you have to rank everybody, and that's where the problem is. And then when they do the runoffs, because typically you won't have 51% as in the plurality votes to determine a winner. Usually it's less than that. In ranked choice voting, what they do is they keep spinning the wheels of the second and third choice to add to the others' candidates to see if it's. Now, you can see it's getting confusing already. And
You're right when you said this is a confusing thing, because I'll be honest with you, Rob, I can't get a full handle on it, or unless you're trying to make it sound confusing. But it doesn't sound like you are. Yes. It sounds like you're actually trying to make it as simple as possible for us.
I am, because it's so confusing. The runoffs are so confusing. And the other problem is there's no way to audit it really accurately. It takes a huge amount of effort to audit how the runoffs are done.
Well, I think the ranks aren't even going to be accurate, because who has the time to research the 10 candidates? And you'd have to read almost like spend an evening for hours reading up on every single candidate so you can get the ranking right. You know that some people will just throw numbers up there without any knowledge, intricate knowledge of all 10 candidates in a race, or three or four. No, people don't do that. They don't research that much.
That's correct. And for instance, to give you an example of our recent primary, we had 11 Republican candidates, we had 4 Democrat, and we had 3. So that's what 18 people?
Yeah.
You'd have to rate. So in that, just in the senatorial one office, you'd have to vote and choose 18 times. And if you didn't, if you didn't vote for a candidate and that was still on the runoff, your vote would be checked, would be tossed out. And that is what's happening with ranked choice voting in Maine and Alaska and the other jurisdictions.
Oh, lady, get out of that booth. Well, okay, folks, what do you think about this? Is this good or bad? 884-9910, ranked choice voting. If you come from an area where they have this, like Rob was saying, the Bay Area in California, Maine, some other misguided state. I forget what it was. 884-9910 is our number to call. And we'll talk to you with Rob here on the show. I'm John Potter. Got a break for Fox News. Be back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1031.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
John Potter, live and local. Our topic right now is ranked choice voting. You folks are going to be voting on this this year. It's, I think, question 3. And if it passes, we're going to have open primaries and ranked choice voting in Nevada is law. Rob is here. He is against it. We're taking calls about what you think. 884-9910. Let's go with those calls. Still room, folks, to call that number. But here's Joseph. Joseph calling from Reno. I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hi, John. How are you?
Excellent, sir.
Good. You know, the thing with this ranked choice voting, the open primaries, they did that in California, both of them, and all you end up with is Democrats on the ticket. You don't get that the Republicans are going to be gone. That's all it is. It's just a deal to get all nothing but Democrats.
Well, how does that happen, sir?
Well, they end up with the Democrats on there because they don't. I guess they get a few more votes than the Republican does, and anybody can vote in it. So I mean, it turned into a mess down there, and it's going to do the same thing here. I guarantee it.
I'm kind of getting what you're saying there in terms of people who are not that much into the news issues and everything. I hate to say riffraff, but
yeah.
Registered voters who don't follow their party or have no allegiance are
right.
More apt to vote. We want smart people to vote. And when you open it up to more people who don't even bother to pick a party, you're going to end up with more people on the Democrat side, you believe, Joseph. Is that right?
Definitely. That's exactly what happened down there, and it's just guaranteed there'd be nothing but Democrats on the ticket. So, that's how it's worked out. So, and I'm assuming it's not going to change. It's not going to be any different here.
All right. Thank you for your call, Joseph. Joseph
You're
is
welcome.
Coming out against the ranked choice voting. What do you say about what he said there, Rob?
Yes, it's a ploy by local politicians to get only their candidates on there. What has happened in California is they have what Nevada has, anybody who wants to pay the fee can put themselves on the ballot. So what the jurisdictions in California have done is they'll put 15 Democrats on the ticket and maybe only three Republicans, a couple independents.
Oh, I see.
So what happens is the people are able to, with 15 Democratic candidates, get to vote 15 times. They have 15 votes for that particular office. And where people who are solid Republicans or solid independents, they only get three or four choices in that particular office.
I'm beginning to see the light on this. Oh, my gosh.
And so what happens is you'll end up in the regular election with one, two, three candidates that are all Democrats. Or if, say, we had this in Oklahoma, we'd have one, two, three only Republicans. And the Indian Party in Oklahoma wouldn't have a chance. And the Democratic Party wouldn't have a chance. And that's not American. And I just can't tell you how much there's so much mischief in ranked choice voting. In fact, the Nevada Policy Research Institute, NPRI.org, has a great series of talks about what's wrong with ranked choice voting. That's NPRI.org. It's based in Vegas. It's a Nevada nonprofit that explains this very, very well. And they would be happy to talk to anybody about it.
You know, my first reaction to this ranked choice voting, and my first reaction is like many people, I looked upon it and I said, wow, this looks like it takes power away from the two big political parties. It's more voting for these people instead of the parties. I thought, what could be wrong with that? What do you say to that?
You know, it's a very seductive argument, because what it does is it takes away the opportunity for people to have a strong base to get their particular opinion onto the platform. What I believe a lot of people would like to see is they would like to see an open primary, but they only have to vote for one candidate. And I think states that do that, you only have to vote for one candidate per office.
Yeah, now that's another thing. I think an open primary sounds like a great idea. Well, it's got some faults there. Like I said, there could be sabotage from Democrats voting the weakest Republican to win the primary, so they run against a weaker candidate. But overall, I like the idea of the open primary, but they paired it. They paired it, this bill, with the ranked choice voting. You can't just vote for the open primary. You have to go with this numbers game.
So I have a question.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Craig has a question. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, Rob, with this, if we already see this in some of the little city and county races. So if you have ranked choice voting and the candidate leading has more than 50% plus one vote, does that mean that they've passed the general because they've already got more than 50% of the vote?
That's the way they set it up. They set it up, if you have a plurality vote of 51% or more, you're going to be the candidate for the general election.
So you'll be the only candidate for the general election because you
exactly.
beat everybody else.
Correct.
Well, what happens to the other choices?
They rank less than the 50%.
It's a mystery. And that's part of the confusion with ranked choice voting. It's a mystery how they will choose. If somebody has 51%, then they're the candidate, and then they will rank. Some ranked choice voting jurisdictions have a second and third candidate on the ballot. But if you started off with, say, 15 Republicans and only three Democrats, then pretty much likely there would be one candidate. That would be the number one candidate, be a Republican. The second place candidate would be Republican, and third would be Republican. Or you could flip it over and say, in some of the California jurisdictions, there's the one, two, three candidates on the general election are all Democrats. How is that fair to the independents? Ranked choice voting will wipe out the independents.
And one of the things I've noticed is because we have, with our nonpartisan offices, that everybody's on the ballot there, that is if you are 50% plus one vote, you are not just a candidate for the general, but you've already won their general election. You don't have to run it against anybody. You don't even, you've already got the office.
That is correct. In a nonpartisan office, if you win 51%, you've won the office.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
Thank you for your comments, Craig.
Yeah, folks, if you have a comment about this or question, 884-9910. Just a couple more minutes here with Rob Devon. And Barbara Fleming is here. Barbara Fleming has been, you have been nodding your head to everything Rob has been saying. How did you get involved in this movement to stop this open ranked ranked choice voting?
What
are your feelings about it?
Just as an interested Nevada resident of over 56 years, I began to see so much influence from other sources into our Nevada politics. And it's become very alarming. And I also feel it's become very disrespectful to those of us who are long-time or even short-term Nevada residents.
To have this change in the system. Okay.
Exactly.
And you've been here a very long time, since the 60s, mm-hmm. here in the, from Cleveland.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you were telling me during the commercials that there is a group of Cleveland Brown fanatics here in Northern Nevada.
Well, all Browns fans are fanatics.
What, do you meet together and
yes,
you watch the
do.
Games?
Yes, we do. We meet at a bar in Mira Loma there. And
no
like
kidding.
Every Sunday morning or evening, whenever the games are. They're usually in the morning on the West Coast.
Okay.
And, yes, it's a great group. I mean, they can be from Cleveland, Ohio, from, you know, they can be Buckeye fans. We turn nobody away.
That is awesome that we have a Cleveland Browns bar. It's on Mira Loma.
Well, it's really not designated Cleveland Browns bar. There's okay. other teams that are there. But we are a big group that
well,
show up every game.
We certainly have 49ers bars. That's we have right. Raiders bars. We have a Buffalo
Vikings.
Buffalo Bills bar, Tiger
Ooh.
Tom's. Have you been there?
No,
I was born in Rochester, so I'm Buffalo Bills guy. Haven't been to Tiger Tom's yet, but I've talked to a lot of people who just love it there. And that shows you that I heard only 20% of our population was born here. Mm-hmm. It's kind of neat to see the different diversities. Okay, put your headphones back on, Rob. We're going back to the phone here. Michael is calling from Reno to speak about the ranked choice voting proposal that Rob is against. Hey, Michael, thank you for calling. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everybody. Hi. I'm going to make it simple, but first I want to say one thing. I got to hand it to you, John. All you talk show guys, your voice, your commitment, very professional. That's why you get paid the big bucks. Anyway, back to the main topic. I think we should. Number one, I'm a 1958 baby boomer. Okay, baby boomers, let's keep this simple. Just keep it regular voting, Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever. All this BS, excuse me, that they're trying to propose is not. The next thing they want to do is going to change the Constitution. We cannot let that happen. We cannot let these radicals change our way of life. Thank you very much. Everybody have a blessed day. Baby Boomer, 1958. Thank you.
Okay. Michael, thank you. I appreciate your call. That's right. Michael makes a good point. We're, once again, messing around with the Constitution. Right, Rob?
Yes. And that's the real danger in what is being pushed here from these outside influences from California, Wisconsin, Minnesota. This is a national drive to create ranked choice voting across the country. There are activists already in Colorado, besides Wisconsin, Minnesota, Georgia, and they are well-funded and they are determined. So a small group of outsiders are trying to come in and change Nevada to their way of thinking, and I think that's just wrong.
I hate change in Nevada.
Well,
anyway.
John, we had a text message come in. It says, if the state of California uses ranked choice voting, my thoughts are it can't be good coming from California, and that's from our friend Marty in Sparks.
Really? Because I hear so much. I hear the opposite. Well, we do it this way in California. Like it's a positive. That's what I hear all the time. Rob?
You know, I'll tell you what. when you have outsiders coming in trying to change your system, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. If the people in Nevada want to change it, fine. But let's not have people come in and buy their influence with big money dollars and convince the realtors, the casinos, the big hotels, and even the teachers union that this is a good idea. It's not. What they do is they just tell you all the positives, and they don't tell you about all the negatives that happened in all the jurisdictions that currently use it.
Well, the biggest argument I hear for this is from the independents. Oh, we want to vote in the primary. We don't get to vote in the primary. Well, just pick a party, okay? It's no big deal. Nobody's going to... listen, myself, I registered as an independent when I first moved to Nevada because I thought news people had to do that. And I didn't get to vote in the primaries. And I thought, what the heck, I'll pick a party. I picked Democrat, actually. I remember that. I was a Democrat just so I could vote in the primaries. And then I switched Republican. But it's no big deal. Why change the entire voting structure for the rest of us so independents can go to the primary when they could do it before if they just pick a party? We're going to take one more call. Valerie calling from Sparks on ranked choice voting. Hi, Valerie. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Hi, John. 2 points. Currently, independents have the choice to change their registration on the day of voting in the state of Nevada. They can register as a Democrat, Republican, and vote in our primary. Secondly,
I think we lost her.
We lost her. Start over again there.
I'm sorry. It dilutes our vote. If we have to choose our first through fifth choice, they deduct the least vote, and then they dump it back into the bin. So that vote gets counted twice. That dilutes my vote. I am totally against this ranked choice vote.
All right,
they recount our vote.
Well said, my friend. Thank you so much. Have a safe drive. Rob?
Valerie's absolutely right. What ranked choice voting does is it dilutes your primary vote. It also gives the same value for a second, third, and fourth choice as your first choice. And I don't think that's right. I think people need to know that they should have their vote count. With ranked choice voting, if they don't do it properly, and it's very likely that they can't because it's so confusing and so arduous to rank all the choices. For instance, in our senatorial race, and I'll repeat this, we would have had to rank 18 candidates, 11 Republican, 4 Democrat, and 3 independent. And that's just one office. Imagine if you had to do it for all the offices in the general election. It would be it would drive you nuts.
Well, I'm so glad you came out, and let's keep tabs on this, okay? Because, folks, you're going to be voting on this in the election. It's question 3, right?
Yes, no on question 3, and don't be guiled into thinking it's a fair choice or the fair vote, which is some of the vanilla-flavored organizations who are trying to push this. It's not. It's being pushed by very well-funded billionaires who are coming after Nevada.
Oh, George Soros, are we talking here? Well, I'm worried about this because it did pass here in 2022, and it just needs to pass one more time to become a law here.
Exactly, and we can't let that happen. I think the more we can inform people, we're an independent nonprofit group, and we are trying to...
Where can people go to find out more?
Okay, I'm going to give you the general address for Nevada Policy Research Institute. That's npri.org. It's a Las Vegas-based think tank, and it's a nonprofit and provides wonderful information on these issues.
All right, npri.org is very easy website to remember. Thank you, Rob. Barbara, pleasure meeting you.
Thank you for having us.
Go Browns. Yay, Cleveland.
Yes, for sure.
All right, glad you love Nevada like we do. All right, we're going to take a break. Be back. I'm John Potter, 884-9910, number to call. On 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, 1053.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. We just have an hour left to go. I appreciate Rob coming by to talk against ranked choice voting. And we got some great phone calls on it, but they were all for Rob. They were all against ranked choice voting. The people who are against, and this is no surprise to me, are the ones who text and email. So I'm going to read you the email that I got in the last 10 minutes here. Rob is gone, but I'm going to read it, give this person their viewpoint over the air. A lot of people who think opposite of our guests, they don't want to get, you know, into an argument. And I understand that. But anyway, this is from Sam. Sam writes, I was taught to vote for the person, not the party. But with the current system, any vote that's not for a Democrat or Republican is getting thrown away. With ranked choice voting, my vote will always count. If my first choice doesn't get enough votes, my vote goes to my second choice. I'm sure Rob would convince you otherwise, but yeah, I appreciate your opinion on that. Again, they already do ranked choice voting in the Bay Area, and it's another way we're taking those California laws and losing our independence. Anyway, we're going to break for Fox News. We'll be back. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk Time, 1058.